This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, the thing about G-Code is when you go to their website, when you go to tacticalholsters.com, what you're going to find is everything. Everything you might possibly need for a tactical loadout. Everything. Whether it is a chest rig, a belt of some sort, definitely the holsters. They got all the holsters. They got all the ways to carry your magazines. They got knives. They got all kinds of stuff. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Now then, Donald Trump, last week he made the following promise to the nation. We will not allow people of faith to be targeted, bullied, or silenced anymore. We will never, ever stand for religious discrimination. He made that statement last Thursday. The following day, the president's nominee for Army Secretary withdrew his nomination. And without getting out there and giving you any sort of qualifier, Dr. Green was bullied and forced out by a mob of militant gay people, Muslims, and Democrats. He blamed his decision on what he called false and misleading attacks. He said, "Tragically, my life of public service and my Christian beliefs have been mischaracterized and attacked by a few on the other side of the aisle for political gain. While these false attacks have no bearing on the needs of the Army or my qualifications to serve, I believe it is critical to give the President the ability to move forward with his vision to restore our military to its rightful place in the world." But according to Todd Starnes, his sources tell him that he was pressured to withdraw his nomination. So who would have given that order? Now, according to a senior White House official, there was no push for Dr. Green to withdraw. They said the Army Secretary needs strong bipartisan support, and when Dr. Green recognized he would no longer have this, he made the decision based on what he thought was the best for the Army. Dr. Green is a very good and decent man. He's the one that got out there and said, "I believe all of you civilians should have the same weapons the military has." That's how well he trusts you. He is a West Point graduate, a decorated Iraq War veteran, and a devout Christian. But despite his impeccable military credentials, he was deemed unsuitable because he believes, among other things, that people should use bathrooms that correspond with their, you know, their DNA, their chromosomes, the plumbing God gave him. He also believes in traditional marriage and that man was created in God's image. Do these beliefs disqualify someone from serving in a Republican administration? When asked that notion was disputed also. This isn't about not standing up for someone or someone's religious beliefs. This is about doing what's best for the future of the Army and the soldiers who fight for our country. Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because that if that is actually the case, if that's your goal, then Dr. Green is the man. He's the perfect man for the job. And instead, he was sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. apparently it's not good enough to pledge allegiance to the American flag. You also have to pledge allegiance to the rainbow flag. The only honorable course of action here would be for the president to reinstate Dr. Green's nomination. The president boldly declared that Americans should not be forced to choose between the dictates of the federal government and the tenets of faith. He vowed that people of faith would never again be targeted. So, Mr. President, do what you do best and stand up to these bullies one more time, would you? Could you? The Army is in a shambles. It is still a very good military force, but it is in a shambles. It has become a politically correct petri dish. No more is there a uniform, you know, there's no standards on what you got to wear. There's no standards on what you got to do. They relax the standards so they can include women in some things. Don't get me wrong. If a woman can do what has to be done, come along, young lady. Come along. But if we have to take that standard down to where she can accomplish it, below the threshold of what we need to have happen in order to be successful at it, we're setting her up to die. And why are we doing that? To appease a few people that will never wear the uniform. Here you have a guy who's going to come in. If he were to come in, political correctness would go straight out the window. It would be hilarious to watch for those of us who have served. I would get a great deal of enjoyment out of that. But we're not getting that. We'll see. We'll see. Now, why is this important? This is important because Trump has a moment here in time. And when I say a moment in time, at least 4, maybe 8 years in time, where he can make a big difference in this country's course. In order to do that, the military has got to be yanked boldly out of this social justice quagmire. The military has never been about social justice. It has been only about going where nobody wants to go and doing things that none of you want to do. If you've never served in the military, you have no idea what I'm talking about. If you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Being in the military is not like any other job. If you are in the military and you don't like what's going on, you cannot resign. You can leave, but you're breaking a law by leaving. And they will never forget that you broke the law. You will serve some time, somehow, some way. It will never be forgotten. It'll never be erased. You'll be a fugitive for the rest of your life. Joining the military means you give over your life in defense of this country. It means you believe in the good things about this country to the point, and it's not, you know, I'm not going to kid you. I mean, there's some people that join it just for the college benefit or something to, you know, maybe to mature them or something else. But in the end, once you get in the military, once you become part of the brother/sisterhood, you are transformed for the rest of your life if you successfully serve your time, whether you serve 4 years and get out or serve 24 years and retire. But in order for them to be successful, the people at the top have got to do, they've got to do two things. First of all, the people you want at the top have got to back them implicitly. There can't be none of this mealy-mouth stuff where they, you know, we suddenly get out there and we're talking about letting the hijab be worn and, you know, all this other stuff. We can't have that. It's the military. This is not unlike anything else in the world, unlike any other job. So, knowing that, we need Dr. Green. We shouldn't allow him to fall on his sword. We should get him confirmed and get him in place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And welcome back. I was just laughing because of certain reactions I'm getting online about some things. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot possibly believe. One you'll probably never, ever have to use. I mean, I've got some stuff that is old, and it's still running like a clock. I can't begin to tell you how tough this stuff is. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. I don't like the Republican conservative never Trumpers. Primarily because the fact is that they claim to be Republican and conservative, and yet for some reason they thought that the country could just take 4 years of Hillary after 8 years of Obama. When George Will and the other leading pointy-head intellectual conservative types started to rip holes in their comfort couches in despair after Donald Trump's long series of victories culminating with his election to the presidency, I was scratching my head. We had just won. The Republicans had it all. We had a guy that was not a politician in the presidency. What was it about all that drove George Will and Jonah Goldberg and Bill Kristol to all that despair? Their conservative cringe makes even less sense today when you, Trump, when, you know, as he's carrying out a series of actions that we've long clamored for. Everybody has clamored for them. Mr. Will finally identified his complaint in a Washington Post opinion piece, dramatically called Trump has a dangerous disability. According to Mr. Will, who I did not know was a psychiatrist, Donald Trump is suffering from a mental disorder, which doesn't actually appear in the psychiatric manual, but still apparently makes him mad as a hatter. What kind of madness affects Trump? Apparently, it's his evasion of being grammatically correct. It's called syntactophobia, or dyslexia of the intellect, or something. I don't know what it's called. Trump articulates like I do, like any talk radio person does. This is a very shrewd way to dodge the murderous hatred of our fair-minded media, the people that Mr. Will spends his life with. We know they examine every syllable emerging from Trump's mouth, ready to draw blood as soon as they can distort and lie about something he says that is perfectly innocent. Trump has developed an effective way to reach you and me. He has his private code, which we get. And it leaves the left foaming at the mouth. And they really don't get what he says because, for one thing, they never listen to conservative talk radio. About half of American voters have listened to Limbaugh and all other talk radio hosts over the decades, on and off, enough to get the basic language. Talk radio is a very, very powerful medium. I'm very pleased to be a part of it. Trump has to say only half a sentence, and we know what the other half of the sentence is. Conservative radio, more than any other means of media today, reflects the ideas of the founders more than any other line of political discourse, especially the cult language of the snowflakes and space cadets that are in our universities today. And if you can't even tell who is sane and who is not, of course you won't get Trump either. That's the enemy mind battle space for American politics today. And Trump has adapted it more successfully than any conservative since Reagan. But if you live, as George Will does, in the airy-fairy cocktail circuit of the Washington sophisticates, where you actually get to finish a sentence before howling leftists jump down your throat, you might not know that. Trump has shrewdly and deliberately navigated the anti-conservative minefield. His actions, as opposed to his words, are very finely calibrated to achieve a highly intelligent end. And He's on his third fabulous career. First, there was the international hotel business where the competition is very hot. There's no way. I mean, I don't care how much money I've got. I would never build a hotel. Never build a hotel. Never, ever, ever. Those are pits unless you know what you're doing. Then he had the showbiz career where things were even more competitive, if anything. And now he's, you know, third his run for the presidency where the New York Times wants to kill you bad and will resort to a Pravda and Goebbels method to destroy your credibility. He's had three fabulously successful careers, and none of that is an accident. Trump is a man who achieves his goals. He does that by putting his mind to it. The normal standard of rational behavior is to effectively function in the real world. When the world is mad, well, you've got to figure out how to cope. And right now, our national politics is both irrational and self-destructive. Among our presidents, there have been some who talked in complete sentences, like Obama with his two teleprompters, one on the left, one on the right, so that he could fake sincerity in both directions, no waiting, it's in stereo. He had his personal fiction writer to support his grandiose fantasy life in complete sentences, like his inaugural promise to lower the level of the seas. Where's the water gonna go, Barack? He talked well, and he acted like a jihadist. One of his first appointments, one Eli Biari, has just told us that Coptic Christians who were murdered in their church in Cairo had it coming to them. I would rather have somebody that can't, you know, that just stutters as president than someone who supports the massacre of innocents but can speak grammatically correct. We've had less articulate presidents like Eisenhower, Truman, Bush's 41 and 43. History will judge their actions, but I happen to believe they were doing the best they could, although, you know, based upon their life, which sort of seems sort of elitist to me sometimes. And they were sabotaged in part by the demagogic party. So when the president does his utmost to achieve the best results for his country and the world, I couldn't care less about his syntax. So George and Jonah and Bill, maybe you could put another olive in your martini and just shut up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. This is where you can find it all in one place. TacticalHolsters.com. Now, if you were listening at the opening of the show, you heard what I said about Bob Owens. Okay? If you have it in you, I would ask that you... Bob Owens left behind a wife and two daughters. They were 9 and 17. They woke up, and their dad was gone. If you are interested, you can go to the GoFundMe.com page, where they're trying to put together some money for his family. However much it is, $5, $1, $2, whatever. Trying to get some people, you know, make something to try to mitigate the unmitigatable. The links to the GoFundMe page will, for the rest of this week, they'll be in the show notes of the podcast. Think about that. What would you, if it was your family and they lost somebody, would you be willing to help them a little bit? Recently, The Trump travel ban has been getting his day in court. An ACLU lawyer that argued against it in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals on Monday told a federal judge that the executive order initiating the ban would have been constitutional if a President Hillary Clinton had issued it. The lawyer cited Donald Trump's campaign rhetoric as demonstrating animus, thus delegitimizing the order. The judge was perplexed, understandably. The lawyer, coming from the NTK network, the lawyer's last name is Jadwat, he argued that the Trump campaign's animus motivated the order, making it illegitimate. That was challenged by the Fourth Circuit Judge Paul Niemeyer. Niemeyer asked, if a different candidate had won the election and then issued this order, I gather you wouldn't have had any problem with that. Jadwat had to dodge the first time. But Niemeyer persisted asking the question again, and he again tried to avoid it, asking for clarification on the hypothetical, but Niemeyer once again demanded an answer. He said, we have a candidate who won the presidency, some candidate other than President Trump won the presidency, and then chose to issue this particular order with whatever counsel he took. Do I understand that just in that circumstance the executive order should be honored? Jadwat admitted, yes, Your Honor, I think in that case it could be constitutional, which means it's constitutional. Because if it's constitutional, when anybody else says it, it's constitutional if Trump says it. Despite what he may have said, he could have gotten out there and said, I want everybody to be plaid, but it would have no bearing on the constitutionality of this executive order. He also denied that the president's actions should be nullified by campaign statements, despite the fact that his entire argument seemed to rest on that claim. He also tried to claim that the order was illegitimate due to its being unprecedented, but this point also crumbled under a very quick cross-examination. So these leftist judges are banning this travel order based on some very specious grounds, that campaign rhetoric should carry weight when determining the constitutionality of an executive order. Doesn't that mean that none of these legislators in Congress should be allowed to legislate? Don't they promise everything to get elected? Trump himself first proposed banning all Muslims from travel to the U.S., rhetoric that has now been deleted from his campaign site. The executive order that was issued after he took office, however, proposed no such thing. Citizens from the three most populous Muslim-majority countries in the world are still free to travel to the U.S., making the idea of a Muslim ban ridiculous. But the leftist judges are desperately casting about for some sort of legal reasoning that would allow them to prevent the travel ban from going into effect, and that's why it's a virtual certainty that the executive order banning travel to the U.S. from certain countries will end up before the Supreme Court. We should be thanking the ACLU lawyer for telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when trying to explain why the travel ban is unconstitutional. You see, the only thing wrong with Trump's travel ban is that Trump issued it, even though he didn't even write it. He didn't write that. Somebody wrote it for him. He said, I need to know how to keep the country safe and how to keep these people out of the country. So these guys wrote it up, and he said, will this do it? And they said, yes, Mr. President. Well, he said, fine, signed it, done. And because it's Trump, it's unconstitutional, according to this attorney. But if it had been anybody else doing it, if it had been President Hillary Clinton or President Martin O'Malley or President, Bernie Sanders, it would have been perfectly okay. Probably not President James Webb, because he was a little too conservative, even as a Democrat. The Supreme Court needs to start vacating every one of these orders that the Fourth Circuit, the Ninth Circuit, all of these guys are coming up with. They got to make these guys toe the line. It has nothing to do with it should have nothing to do with anything that anybody says prior to the order. The order should stand on its merits, not who writes it, not where it originates from. Simply should stand on its own. That's what I'm looking for. That's you know, I'm looking for things that are going to make the country better. And, you know, what we're talking about is this is all about Syria for the most part, but other countries as well. But most of these Syrian refugees that are in Europe are not Syrian. The actual Syrian refugees can't get out of Syria because it's so rough in Syria. So, I don't know. It's interesting that that was admitted to, and it's interesting that this Fourth Circuit will probably still not allow the travel ban to proceed. And it will have to go before the Supreme Court, and, you know, that's not going to happen soon. And they're expecting Kennedy to quit this summer. And, you know, it's May, and it was 88 degrees where I live here. Summer's on its way. Yeah, so... There you have it. There you have it. So that's what's going on. We'll see what happens when all of this unfolds, when it gets to where it's going. If Gorsuch is there and then another Trump justice gets there, guess what? Guess what, leftist? You guys are smoked. You're toast. And you caused it. You created Trump. Now you don't like it, do you? You don't like it much at all. I know. I get it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, back in the saddle. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot possibly believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right, I have made the commitment to relearn, to become as proficient with a 1911 as I am with a polymer striker-fired pistol. I'm pretty proficient with my Glock 17. A lot of that has to do with the gun itself, but, you know, that, you know, it all comes down to the shooter. I understand that. And I've spent a lot of time with this. So having it means that I get to train with it, and getting to train with it means that I just get better and better with it. Now, in the 80s, I carried a 1911. And the 1911, you know, it wasn't even a very good example of a 1911. Qualified with it, I don't know how many times, probably 30 times altogether over 7 years. Today, people carry 1911s. It is still incredibly popular to carry one. The wheel still hasn't been reinvented when it comes to firearms. So there have been some innovative models here and there, but so many aspects of the guns in terms of design and function and so on has barely changed since the dawn of the 20th century. Indeed, the one I carry, Nighthawk's Falcon, is simply what John Browning would have done if he'd known how to do it. This is what, you know, he had no idea how to do this kind of a gun. So having this kind of a gun, which is designed to run fast, is a huge plus in my day, especially if I'm going to try to work with it enough to get really, really good with it. Some of the most common or more popular pistol calibers, like 9mm, 45 ACP, 380 Auto, 38 Special, are the most common carry round, and all of them were invented before 1910. This hasn't stopped anybody, and every major holster company makes at least a few 1911 concealed carry holster models. But then again, the reason why those rounds have lasted as has the 1911 and some other classic pistol designs, they simply work too well to be discarded. And that, along with the time-tested qualities of the design and other aspects, are why so many people are out there carrying a 1911 every day. Tiger McGee, who is a guy out of, I believe, Alabama. If you used to watch Red Jacket Firearms or Sons of Guns, whatever they called that show, he was one of the guys that had them build some AR-15s. Tiger is a old-school tactical trainer and a very dangerous man and a very great instructor. And he carries the same 1911 Colt. That I think he carries a Series 70 that he got in the 70s. So he's never even changed pistols. There's a few reasons due to this. I mean, the government frame itself is the easiest full-size pistol to conceal because it has slim dimensions, much more so than, say, a double-stack pistol. Despite most government frames tipping the scales at 35 or more ounces unloaded and being almost 8 inches in length, the slide is less than 1 inch wide. It gets about 1.2 inches at the grip for most models. So when you're carrying inside the waistband, that puts a big metal goiter on the hip, a decent gun belt, makes it quite manageable nonetheless. And for that, the Carrier gets one of the easiest shooting big bore pistol designs, and one that has proven itself on the battlefield numerous times over and over again. Now, there have certainly been more carry-friendly designs created over the years. Commander frame 1911s are fairly common as well, having first been introduced in the 1950s by Colt. They're easier concealing than government models. Typical barrel length is 4.25 inches. But some Commander 1911s have 4-inch barrels, and that takes a half an inch off of the overall length. And that isn't much, but it does make a difference when it's inside your waistband. Then there's the officer frame 1911s. They're the easiest to carry, being the most compact, with a typical barrel length of 3.5 inches, often reducing overall length to around 7 inches in many cases. A shorter frame, you know, a shorter frame. It reduces the height. It also reduces carrying capacity. And that being said, officer frames are around the same size as some of the most popular concealed carry pistols of the Poly Striker design nowadays, like the Shield, like the XDS, if you still consider Springfield. Usually what you can get depends on what you're willing to spend, and it's easy to get sticker shock. Budget government 1911s are in high quantity and quality, but quality is going to vary, and there will be little adornment to these guns. They're coming to you rough. A lot of people, well, I say rough compared to certain other things. Then there's the uber high-end custom guns that will run upwards of $5,000, which... Now we're in the Nighthawk category. And that said, there's a gun out there to fit any budget. Any budget. But carrying this pistol does demand a few things. If you're going to carry the pistol, carry it with the hammer back with the safety on, cocked and locked. Then this is going to demand that you train yourself to deactivate the safety as part of the draw. Second, because it is heavy, you need to invest in a good holster and an equally good gun belt. While carrying a gun that weighs upward of 40 ounces loaded, you will find out very quickly how much difference these can make. When I carry the Falcon versus, say, the SIG P320, huge difference. Gigantic difference. Now, the .45 ACP round is not the man-stopper that some people say it is. It does more damage than a 9mm full metal jacket round, that is true. But it's no more than adequate. It's going to easily over-penetrate with the 9mm. So selecting a good hollow point is also crucial. And there are plenty available. Spear, Federal, Remington, others make fine jacket and hollow point rounds. I use Polycase Inceptors, which are not hollow points. They look like a drill bit. You can get those rounds in 9mm, 38, Super 10mm, and other chamberings if the .45 ACP is not your cup of tea. And you can get those guns in a 1911. Now, one thing about the .45, okay, that is a grudging thing that I have to learn to work with, which means I got to learn to work with reloading faster, is... Lower capacity. Most magazines are going to hold between 6 and 8. Same size gun might hold up to 11 with the right kind of magazine if it's in 9. And now, having said that, of course, we know that Masad Ayoub is out there saying most gunfights are over within 4 rounds. So I've got, with my 8-round magazines, I've got twice as many rounds as I need. And I'm carrying 2 spare magazines on top of that. Yeah, everything ought to be okay. If you're getting a gun that is quote-unquote good enough, you're going to want to invest over time in a couple of modifications, I think. You're going to want better sights. You're going to want some better trigger and recoil springs. Those kind of things are cheap. Quality magazines are also a must because the magazine is always the suspect in 1911 hiccups. Some of the 1911 guys go out there and buy the most expensive magazines they can find, i.e. they use the kind that Nighthawk recommends, or Chip McCormick. They seem to work pretty good. The 1911 has been around a long time. A long time. It is one of the most enduring pistol designs ever besides the Smith & Wesson Model 10. So there's certainly something to be said for this platform. So if you're considering carrying it and buying it, you're not taking a step back. You're not even taking a lateral step. With a semi-auto pistol, this is the most proven pistol out there today. The most proven design. There are some designs, without a doubt, that are probably a little bit better in the grand scheme of things. But somebody that knows how to handle a 1911 is a very, very dangerous person. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.